Thank you for hanging out with us a little bit longer. This is the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Halloween is coming. And as much as I love to dress up, and we've always gone all out, 110% for Halloween, and we will be doing a Halloween day of our annual Halloween party, which is a Facebook Live thing with us all in costume.
Yeah. When you say all out, you mean what? Costumes?
I mean, I go all out, head to toe, dress up.
Yeah.
Right? Wigs, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been Joe Burrow for Halloween. I've been Rip from Yellowstone. I've been Slash from Guns N' Roses. You've been Beth from Yellowstone, Murphy. Sam has been Britney Spears for Halloween.
Yeah.
We do go all out. We really have for years and years. So I have good news and bad. The good news, Murphy, is that I don't think you're dressing up as a woman this year.
Oh, actually,
you want to?
I mean, I actually do. I like it. So it doesn't have to be the woman dress up. I like the wig like you. I don't know. Over the last couple of years doing that, it actually is a lot of fun to be in costume. I think about like our daughters talking about being in plays. When you assume a character and you get into the role, or you dress up, or you change, or
it's
something
more.
That really changes your regular look, it's fun.
It is.
It's just a lot
of
fun.
One day, yes. Whenever, in my whole life, when people have suggested costumes for me or asked, or if I've asked friends advice, everybody goes the redhead route for me. Like, you've got to be... I don't know. Raggedy Ann when I was a little girl. Or
Ronald McDonald.
No, nobody ever said Ronald McDonald.
Wendy's? I certainly haven't. Yeah.
Joan from Mad Men comes up a lot.
Yeah, I even bought you the pen so that you could dress like Joan if you wanted to.
I know you want me to.
Like Pippi Longstocking.
Pippi Longstocking. Yeah. But my point being, I'm a redhead 364 days a year. So on Halloween, I'm great with putting a wig on or being something else, you know. When I got to be Rip, I just literally hid my hair and put the big hat on, and it was so, so fun.
That was fun. You looked cool.
Oh, thanks. So I was going to say the good news is the bad news is that I'm having trouble this year. I feel like I'm having trouble with ideas.
You're still looking for two sets of costumes?
I'm looking for two sets of costumes because Murphy and I are going to a Halloween ball the weekend before Halloween. And to me, I don't want to wear the same costume twice. I don't know.
Because that's two different occasions. No, it's different.
I know. It's like having to come up with four costumes. Because Murphy, you don't really come up with costumes. I do it.
No, I don't. You're more creative than I am when it comes to that.
I know it. So it's like coming up with four costumes. But it's a couple thing, too. I think we're going to be doing a couple costume. We don't have to. There have been times when you've been something completely different than me.
So we're not going to reveal that? Are we going to do the keep it a surprise thing?
We're keeping it a surprise.
Both?
Yes. Okay. Why not? Mm. If we do something different for the ball and for our Halloween party here with Murphy, Sam, and Jody, I'll share it. It'll all be on social media anyway. We can just sort of the reveal.
Yeah.
Like when you were trick-or-treating when you were a kid.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I always had the big reveal at trick-or-treat because I didn't know what I was going to be until an hour before anyway. The way we rolled.
Have you ever thought about doing like one of those costumes that involves the two of you, like Slinky Dog?
No.
You know, or a horse, a front and a back.
That's not fun.
Oh. Yeah, it's not fun because she would have to be the back. I'm claustrophobic.
And
that ain't going to happen.
No,
that's not.
If we're at a social gathering, I'm stuck talking about whatever with him and his friends, and I can't go talk to the girls unless he comes along, unless the horses behind comes along.
Yeah. Or if I want to have a conversation, I'll be holding my head the whole time, right? The horse's head. So, yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
Confusing. But I do love the wig thing.
It's
the only
fun.
Thing that's weird about the wigs to me, and I'm not complaining because you only wear it once a year, the really cheap ones that you get at the costume show, they're like so stringy plastic. They get it.
They
in my mouth
bad.
And they don't you can't really comb them out. Exactly. And so I wanted something that's a little more.
You want me to spend more money? That's the deal. You get what you pay for.
Okay.
To buy a really good wig, you have to spend the money.
The only wigs that were like crazy when I did the hippie one that year, that was an out of control wig for the right reason.
What do you mean for the right reason?
Because the hippie look, I didn't really have to groom that one. It was fun to just be all bushy. But was that the year you were a witch?
Wait, let me handle this.
Yeah,
one.
I know. Sam's about, isn't that every day? No, that's right.
Let me just...
I mean, it was the first time I ever saw you look like your mom, but outside of that,
Why?
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
That's
God,
a joke.
Let one of them go.
Before that one.
That's you should
a
let joke. One of them go.
I know. That's a joke.
All right. Listen, let me tell you what's up with that. That was the one Halloween I didn't bring it. You know, I didn't go all out.
Because the you kids, had a prepackaged costume?
Worked. No.
What do you mean you didn't bring it all out?
I didn't bring it.
Okay.
My A game, because we worked all day. The kids were little. They had had a Halloween party at their preschool. I was busting my butt trying to get us all ready, getting two little kids ready.
Yeah.
And you were, hey, I'm a hippie. Look at me. Look at me. I all brought your A game. And
actually,
I had the last minute. I'm like, let me put these witch. I had a little funny witch wig. And I literally was an afterthought.
You were cute. I thought it was cute.
Don't try to save it now.
But you remember that you were a werewolf, too, wasn't it? Wasn't that a
Yeah, I loved that
was fun.
Thing.
That was a planned year? That wasn't a throwaway?
No, because I had the whole, I had all of it head to toe. You weren't with us, Sam. But
Halloween costumes freak the dogs out.
Yes.
Yeah, in a big way. I mean, it's when dressed as a hippie, I thought Chevy, our boxer at that time, was going to jump.
Attack
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anyway. He freaked out. Yeah.
Was he a Republican?
Hey. Right. Anyway, that's why I didn't bring my A game. Please don't make me feel bad about that, because I was trying to do everything else. The party we went to, I had to bring things. It was my friend Melanie. She hosted
I wasn't
a party.
Making you feel bad about that. Every well, costume that you've been in, I think is cute. I brought up the wig because I thought you were. What was fun about the witch wig?
You're making fun.
No. Okay. What was fun about the witch wig is that your hair is red, and this was a black wig, so it was like a total contrast to. Mm-hmm. And so that was fun. I don't think you've ever not brought your game when it comes to Halloween.
That was the worst I've ever done.
Even if you were buying something in a plastic package stapled together, it was still going to be something that was decent.
Yeah, I didn't.
Wasn't there a year
like
you just wore a purple wig?
Yeah, that was also when the kids were little.
Yeah.
Thanks, but guys, for making me feel.
Why would you feel bad?
I don't. But
that's
it's okay.
Not, that's not to make you feel bad.
I know. Anyway, if you're listening to this podcast and you also are struggling, I know it'll come together, you know?
Yeah, it does. It just does.
It'll come together. I'm thinking about it ahead of time. And sometimes it could be one thing you see on your phone that goes, oh, that would be fun. And then you try to go find that one thing and the rest of the costume comes together, mm-hmm. you know?
I mean, it sounds like a Pinterest thing. To me too, right? Yeah. I don't. You know what's weird is I don't have a Pinterest account, but everybody says that everything from projects in the backyard to Halloween costumes—that's a reason to do Pinterest. Have you gotten any ideas from Pinterest, or are you just?
I don't normally go to Pinterest for this.
I don't do Pinterest anymore.
Not anymore. You're over that.
I mean, I have an account, but it's like I don't ever go there for ideas.
Well, here's the last question: are you excited about your costume, Sam?
Yeah, I still need to try it though, because it involves being inflated, and I got to make sure there's no holes in it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the bad thing to find out 5 minutes before you go out.
Yeah. So work on that this weekend, please.
Yeah.
And then don't do it around the cats.
Oh. Yeah. Cat.
Speaking of, the cat.
You keep pluralizing my cat.
You used to have more than one.
God rest his soul.
So when you sit outside with the, you know, your pumpkin, your costume, and your projector thingy that you just got, is the projector like just a Halloween projector that has like cool little shapes and things that go through it? Or is it like a LED screen, whatever you put on your computer is what it's going to show?
Yeah, I can show movies on a big white wall.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it's not just a Halloween
purchase. I got it for Halloween and then whatever after.
So how do you project like Halloween stuff? What would you... Your like shapes or scary things or
it's like these bluish ghostly looking things that float, kind of like the ghosts and the Haunted Mansion at Disney. You know,
or the Harry Potter ghosts,
or the Harry Potter that bluish look.
That's
and
cool.
And they sent me a screen with it that like you can see through, so you can project it on that in front of the window.
Ooh,
or,
like a hologram.
I did see this on TikTok. Genius idea. If you have shears covering your window for window treatments, just stretch the shear out, and the shear can be your screen.
Very
you're
cool.
Show
yeah,
them
that
the
makes
sheer,
sense.
And outside the window, they're going to see the person floating up or the headless man or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and if you're doing like, if the shears that are kind of like...
Crinkled,
right, exactly. It makes it even more spooky.
And at night, super spooky.
Yeah.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.